to do with that, I guess.
Ready for a healthier you? It's time for Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.
Welcome to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Vallon, chiropractic physician, and with me is my co-host, Brenda B.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the show. And we are so glad to be here today on a new day, a new time. You may have heard us last week as well. We are here on a Tuesday now for a one-hour format.
So from you're 12
listening,
to 1.
Yep, you're listening to us now from 12 to 1 on Tuesdays. And for those of you who have not heard us before, we used to be on Wednesdays from 11:30 to noon. So we're so glad to be here on
during
the
lunch
station
hour.
During the lunch hour on a Tuesday. And so glad if you're listening for one of the first times to us, we hope you enjoy the show.
Right. And we are the store of the same name, Gulf Coast Nutrition, located at the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road in Palm Harbor. You guys can drop on by. Take a look at the store.
Yes, we have a wonderful store there. And one of the things that makes us very unique with the store is that we have not only high-quality supplements that you'll find, we have a very knowledgeable staff. We're there to help you and guide you. We have some things that you won't normally find in other health food stores, like lab testing, like the nutritional lab testings, whether it's the hair analysis, the hormone profiles, your digestive stool analysis, those type of things. We also have our tune-up, if you're interested to schedule your free supplement tune-up. And that's where you come in with all the supplements that you're currently taking. And we'll take a look at them and see whether you're doubling up on things, whether you're
spending too much money,
whether the products that you're taking really do have good ingredients and you're getting the most benefit from those supplements. So certainly give us a call if you want to schedule that free supplement tune-up. And today we're talking with a wonderful person, somebody I've known for a very long time, Dr. V.
Yes, it's Dr. Leonard Smith, MD. He is a gastrointestinal and vascular surgeon. He started many years ago when he incorporated diet lifestyle supplementation into his patient care. He is a contributing author to many books on digestive health and integrative wellness. He's a researcher on integrative health care and a medical advisor at the University of Miami's Department of Integrative Medicine. And of course, he is the medical consultant for Renew Life Formulas for the past 15 years.
15 years. Hey, Dr. Smith, how are you?
Hi, Brenda. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. Nice to hear you. Thank you so much for being with us. And I had mentioned briefly that I've known you now for about 15 years. It's amazing. It goes by quick, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does.
Hey, I wanted to start by asking you something about your history in medicine. I mean, of course, were trained as a conventional medical doctor, and back then there was no integrative medicine, so to speak. And when did your mode of practice start changing from being strictly conventional?
Well, it was right around 1980, I would say. I went to medical school at the University of Florida, and I did my surgery residency at the University of Miami, and I stayed on the faculty there for a few years, and then I went into private practice in Gainesville in 1977. But it wasn't until about 1980 that patients started asking me about what did I think about vitamin C in large doses and what did I think about different kinds of diets. And frankly, I had to tell them I wasn't trained in that. We had very little training, and as a matter of fact, there's still not enough training of conventional medical students in the whole area of lifestyle, diet, stress management, and whatnot. So what I would start doing as early as 1980 is I'd tell the patients, well, I don't know anything about it now, but I'll look it up and get back with you. And the more I look, the more I realize there's a whole parallel universe, even then, of doctors that did practice lifestyle medicine, which to me basically includes diet, sleep, elimination, exercise, stress modification, and supplementation, both basic supplementation and supplementation based on diagnostic testing. So I started employing that, almost all of that, within about 2 years. I'd say about 1982 I was doing that, and I basically felt like it was really adding a very good foundational health benefit to everybody that would partake of it. And I could see it mostly in cancer patients, patients with bad vascular disease, and also morbid obesity. I actually did surgery and everything from morbid obesity to cancer to trauma to vascular disease. And I would basically tell everybody the same thing. Eat more of a plant-based diet. Make sure you sleep and eliminate. Exercise. Take some supplements. And make sure you psycho-emotionally stay connected with family and friends and church and stuff like that.
And I bet that was probably unusual for them to hear back then. I mean, that's interesting that your whole knowledge base actually started by your patients asking you these type of questions. And I think it's still going on today that these doctors, a lot of doctors, are just now starting to learn about this because their patients are asking.
And I do a lot of that now still. I talk to patients about different things, and I give them homework assignments to look things up and report back to me, because with the Internet, there's a huge knowledge base, but the problem is, and it is a pretty good-sized problem, is that a lot of people have the knowledge, but they don't have the wisdom of how to use it. That's why I'm so passionate about training doctors to understand, I guess, lifestyle medicine, which includes all the things I mentioned. Doctors need to be well-versed in that so that they can integrate that into whatever else they're doing with their patients.
Now,
so
I know
I teach that at the University of Miami, and I have been for about the last 5 or 6 years.
And that's exactly what I was just going to mention, is that now we're seeing places, the medical schools, like the University of Miami, actually has a Department of Integrative Medicine. I mean, that's great. So now the newer medical students are starting to learn these things.
Yeah, even as freshmen, sophomore, and juniors, they have access to our website and our PowerPoints, and I tell them, you may not have time to do it now, but when you're a senior, you can take electives in integrative medicine and just go out in the community and see what people are doing, as well as go to all of our meetings, which are tied in with the Institute of Functional Medicine, which is probably the premier educational service available in this country for healthcare professionals that are interested in learning more about nutritional functional medicine.
And that's interesting that you mentioned. I've been to a few of those seminars, the Institute for Functional Medicine. And I remember when I first started going years ago, there was probably, 200-300 healthcare professionals, doctors, other healthcare professionals, and now you go and there's like 1,000.
Right.
So it's growing really well. Yeah. And if you want to find a doctor who practices this way, what we call functional medicine, you can certainly go on that website, Institute for Functional Medicine, and they have those doctors who have been trained in that way, so you can possibly find someone in your area like that.
I think it's just functionalmedicine.org, but certainly if you Googled Institute for Functional Medicine, you'd find it.
Right.
And you're exactly right. You can look in there, and they'll give you the information of doctors that are practicing that in your community. And there's other really good ones, too. The A4M, ACAM. And most of those have it set up that if you put your zip code in, they can give you an indication of what doctors practice what in the closest to where you're living.
Right, and it is very helpful. Now, I have a question for you. You've done a lot of surgery on people, like you said. And, sometimes by the time you saw them for surgery, it was a bit too late for other interventions, so to speak. In your opinion, how many of those people could have been helped had they known about integrative therapies and even supplements?
I would have to say everyone would be helped to some degree. Whether it was enough to prevent having to have surgery is another question. But, just simple things like, I'll never forget one I was covering for another doctor, one patient who was getting operated on for intestinal fistulas due to Crohn's disease. And I asked him, did he drink any milk? And he said, no, not really. And his wife chimed up, only about 1 or 2 quarts a day. I can't get him to stop drinking it. And I took the time to explain to him that's one potential mechanism. More and more we're finding if people will go on a gluten-free, casein-free, very low-sugar type diet, they can avoid a lot of inflammatory conditions, which not only hit the intestinal tract is Crohn's and ulcerative colitis and IBS, but autoimmune pancreatic, thyroid disease, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue. I mean, these things are like epidemic, and I do think a lot of them could be, certainly a lot of the surgeries could be prevented if people, if being the biggest word in the English language, if people could change their diet and their lifestyle. And some people really have a lot of trouble with it, and other people sort of are on and off, and then there's some that are very, very good at it, just like anything.
I think it probably depends on what they're facing, too.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it does. If they're facing something really, really serious, then they need to make these changes.
Right.
You know, there's just no two ways about it. Well, Leonard, when we come back, I want to talk to you more about what you feel is the most essential supplements that people should be taking. We want to talk about those essentials with you.
Okay.
So just hang on with us. And that was Leonard Smith, and we're going to be back with him in just a minute. And for those of you who have not listened to us before, again, welcome here on Tuesday afternoon from 12 to 1. We're so glad to be with you, and we are Gulf Coast Nutrition. And if you've never been to our store, we're in Palm Harbor on the corner of Alderman Road and Alternate 19. And we have a great store there, very knowledgeable staff, wonderful supplements, lots of things for you to look at and get. And don't forget about scheduling your free tune-up. Hang on with us. We'll be right back.
And you're listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.